maids of the world. They never become the bride. Because very simply, they're waiting for everybody to come on board and everybody to accept it and everybody to say that it's okay. Then they will do it. Now, we all know some of the basic realities of life. That day will never come that everybody will say it's okay. Not going to happen. Because as we know, some people will, some people won't, some people won't even comment on it. And that's the reality of it too. And so the approval and affirmation is another big issue. Adult children do not get on with their own lives. So they have to learn how to get on with their own lives. They have to learn to become risky and take chances. They have to learn the adventure and the glow of life. It's scary. Because they will experience much pain and struggle in doing this. Because very basically, adult children are people that are hostages. They allow themselves to be taken hostage and they take hostage. You see, what happens to very many adult children is they have so much fear and so much guilt inside of them that as a result, they can't move on, develop, or go in beautiful, healthy directions in their life. One of the things we have to teach adult children, and it's hard to do it, is to teach them to learn to eliminate the words right and wrong from their life and develop the concept of healthy and unhealthy. And very many adult children know the healthy decisions they have to make. And yet when they make those decisions, they suffer for them and they pay for them. Because basically, they are usually around individuals and people who will not approve of their decision. And so as a result, they become scared, upset. And as a result, very many times they try to run from that decision. The recovery process for the adult child and the intimacy and the approval and affirmation level is to begin to reach out, risk, take chances, and to begin to develop a sense of developing your own self-approval. It means validating of self. To begin to look at yourself and see a sense of your own individual personality. To begin to look at your own norms and set up your own rules for life. To begin to become responsible for your own norms and rules of life. To begin to look at the directions you want to go in life and walk them. And not be afraid, even though you are afraid. Again, it's another contradiction, I know it. But the fear now is that you can walk them. You can make decisions that are healthy for your life. It means that as you do this, there are a lot of people who will not approve of your decisions. They will make comments to you like, I don't know what has happened to you. You were such a nice, wonderful person at one time. Now look what you're doing. Look how you're messing everything up for everybody else. And yet, if you get into recovery, you realize you can't mess everything up for everybody else unless they want it messed up. You are not responsible for somebody else's life, but you are responsible for your own. That's a very hard concept for us to get into our mind because we are too busy making sure that everybody else is okay with what we do and how we do it. Recovery means that you're going to get criticized. You're going to get talked about. A friend of mine once said that if you're talked about, it means you're in recovery because it means you're making good decisions for your life. Another characteristic of the adult child is that the adult child is either super responsible or super irresponsible, which means that basically they have no checks and balances. Everything they do is exaggerated, is to an extreme. They operate in the extremes of the world. Of course, both these areas create unmanageability and they create problems in life. The adult child has to learn how to develop a sense of healthy balance in their life. They have to learn to live within the reality of life and to develop a good, positive sense of reality. So the adult child, by being over-responsible, or the adult child, by being irresponsible, either becomes an overprotector or the adult child becomes someone who doesn't care one way or the other. There's got to be a healthy balance of the two so growth can take place in them and in the people they're associated with. Case in point. One of the things that happens a lot of times with adult children is one of the sicknesses that we have in our society is being a professional mother or a professional father. Professional mothers are people that never relinquish being a mother. A kid can be 50 years old and they're still their kid. It's still my son. I'm still taking care of them. I'm still doing things for them. I'm still organizing their life. I don't want them to get hurt, so I watch them and protect them. We see this very often in families where mothers are very much overprotective or fathers are overprotective. That's because they are scared to lose and relinquish their role as mother or father and not allow the kids to move on and to grow.